जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बन चारी, यमुना तीरा बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन यमुना तीरा बन चारी, यमुना तीरा बन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल, जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्महंस पूर्वजगाचार्य अष्टोपचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य सद्विवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, सामवेत भक्त वृंद की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru Guru. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitamena Bhutalai Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakhavitam Sya E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sri Deipranavami Haripri Karubhasya Kripashindu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavede Namaha Namam Vishnu Padara Krishna Pistaya Bhautale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharan Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshitane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 20 Lord instructs Sanatan Goswami Text number 149 and 150 in translation, and then we read together text 151. Krishna, sir, if you want to read together, you are welcome. Krishna Swarupananta Vaibhava Apar Apara Apar Chita Shakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti Ar Translation The transcendental form of Lord Krishna is unlimited and also has unlimited opulence. He possesses the internal potency, external potency and marginal potency. Text 150 Vaikuntha Brahmadagana Shakti Karya Hai Swarupa Shakti Shakti Karya Krishna Samasaya Translation Both the material and spiritual world are transformations of Krishna's internal and external potencies. Therefore, Krishna is the original source of both material and spiritual manifestations. Now, text 151 Dasame Dasamam Lakshmyam Ashritashraya Vigraham Sri Krishna Khyam परम धाम जगद्धाम नमामि तत् दशमे दशमं लक्ष्यम् आश्रिताश्रय विग्रहम् श्रीकृष्णाख्यं परं धाम जगद्धामं नमामि तत् दशमे दशमं लक्ष्म्यम् आश्रिताश्रय विग्रहम् श्रीकृष्णाख्यां परं धाम जगद्धाम नमामि तत् दशमे दशमं लक्ष्म्यम् आश्रिताश्रय विग्रहम् श्रीकृष्णाख्यां परं धाम जगद्धाम नमामि तत् Vaishnavis, please. Dasame in the 10th canto. Dasamam, the 10th subject matter. Lakshyam, to be seen. Asrita, of the sheltered. Ashraya, of the shelter. Vigraham, who is the form. Sri Krishna, Khyam, known as Lord Sri Krishna, Param, Supreme, Dhamma, abode, Jagat Dhamma, the abode of the universes, Namami, our Parma Vaisnavas, Tat, to Him. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the 10th subject, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of all surrendered souls. He is known as Sri Krishna and He is the ultimate source of all the universes. Let me offer my obeisances unto Him. Purport. This is a quotation from Bhavarth Deepika Shiva Swami's commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.1. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of the Ashraya Tattva, Sri Krishna. There are two tattvas, Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. Ashraya Tattva is the objective and Ashrita Tattva is the subjective. Since the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna are the shelter of all devotees, Sri Krishna is called Paramdhama. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Param Brahma, Param Dhamam, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Everything is resting under the lotus feet of Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58 is stated, Samashtite Epada Palam Pavam, Mahatpandam Punya Somurari. Under the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the entire Mahatattva is existing. Since everything is under Sri Krishna's protection, Sri Krishna is called Ashraya Tattva. Everything is else is Ashrita Tattva. The material creation is also called Ashrita Tattva. Liberation from material bondage and attainment of the spiritual platform are also Ashrita Tattva. Krishna is the only Ashraya Tattva. In the beginning of the creation, there are Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiva Dakshaya Vishnu. They are also Ashraya Tattva. Krishna is the cause of all causes, Sarva Karan Karanam. To understand Krishna perfectly, one has to make an analytical study of Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. So here, Lord Chaitanya, who has invested all his energy, all his heart practically, to Sanatana Goswami and his brother Rupa Goswami. And here there are many things to discuss. First is this whole part is the glories of Krishna, Krishna Swarupa. And the text number 149 is describing about his unlimited forms and unlimited opulences. And then of course it is also describing his unlimited, his shaktis. Shakti is one, but they function in three different ways. So we'll talk about that. So there is unlimited forms, unlimited opulences, unlimited, he possesses all the shakti, possesses all that. Then in the text 150, they describe about this, how he is the origin of the shakti of the material world and spiritual world. His potencies is described. Then in the text 51 is the Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva, which is the 10 subject matters of 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the ninth canto, it is Ashrita Tattva. But the 10th canto is Ashraya, which is Krishna. So much to discuss here. So we'll try to cover as much as we can in this part. Now, first is about this unlimited, transcendental forms of Krishna are unlimited. And then that is, we know from the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. This is Lord Brahma saying, right? Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adya Puranam Purusham Navayavanamcha Vedesu Durlabham Adulamam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Means here, Advaitam. Advaitam means the individual truth who is knowledge absolute. Means he is infinite. He from him everything is emanating. But he still remains the same. An example is given that if you have a piece of paper, your paper, and you make it into different pieces, then it's finished. So Krishna is expanding into unlimited forms, but still he remains the same. He's distributed, so he's no more there. He is still in the absolute. That's why he's absolute. He's there all the time. From him everything is emanating. Then it says that Achyuta means that all this and the same thing, that it says everything, all the subjective portions and the millions of jivas, separated spiritual particles, but still remains the whole. See? And then he appears, means he takes a birth, appearance as well as his appearance, and he lives. But it's not that he died. He's eternal. He remains. That is Krishna. So he is always eternal. his origin and his pastimes, appearance, all these are eternal in a sense. This is Krishna. And then it says that in the transcendental realm, here we have past, present and future. In the transcendental realm, there is always present. Everything is in present. There is no past, there is no future. Here we are with the, you know, timings. In the past this happened, in the present this happened, in the future this happened. There is everything in the present tense. See. Then it is said that the jivas are the function of jiva is always contaminated by influence of time and the space. Right? Here we know that. But he is, when he comes here, he is not contaminated. He is not subject to the time. Because he acts like that when he is here in the material world, he appears. But he is not subject to the time. He can change. He wants to change the time, he can change the time. If he wants the sun to be rise at a certain time or sunset, he can do that. And we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, in the past of Jayadrata, pastime of Jayadrata, right? He changed it. Because Arjuna had taken a vow that if I don't kill Jayadrata before the sunset, I'll myself go into fire. So Krishna protecting his devotees, he had the sun set according to, you know, his desire. And when Jayadrata killed, then he has sunset. He can do that. Right? So, even the Vedas, it says that the Vedas are to be, no, Vedas are the, Vedesecharam, Vedya, Vedanta, Kritvedanta. To know the Vedas ultimately, knowing to be ultimately goal of the doing the Vedas is to know the Lord, Krishna. Now here it says that Vedas are also, of course Vedas are there to know, but here it says that Vedas are also, Vedas originate in sound, and sound originates in the mundane ether. So the Vedas cannot present before us direct view of the transcendental world, Goloka. So how is that happens? What should it? So he says Vedas imbued with the chit potency. Vedas gives us the knowledge, but when we perform the knowledge is given by the Vedas, we engage in the service of the Lord, which is given in the Vedas, then the chit sakti, knowledge acquired sakti comes in the heart of the devotee. And then what happens is, and by the mercy of the Lord, we are able to understand the whole realm of the Goloka Vrindavan. Means we come on the Sudasattva platform. We understand. So this is something to know about. Now, that is the unlimited transcendence. Now Lord says about the unlimited opulences. Unlimited opulences, we know usually, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is the opulences of the Absolute, right? And in that he is describing all the opulences. But even in that he says in the 10:19, chapter 10, text 19, he said, I will tell you, this is to the Arjuna. He said, Arjuna, I will tell you my splendorous manifestations, but only to those of those which are prominent. My opulences are limitless. So his opulences are also limitless. There is no limit of it. Right? But of course we know the six main opulences. Right? ஐஸ்வர்யஸ் விக்ரஹஸ்ய விரயஸ்ய யசோஸ்ரியஸ் ஜான வைராக்யசைவ பக இத்தி சௌனம் கணா. திஸ் ஃப்ரம் விஷ்ணு புராண. மீன்ஸ் இஸ் சிக்ஸ் ஆப்பிலன்சிஸ் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், ஃபேம், வெல்த், நாலேஜ், பியூட்டி அண்ட் ரினவுன்சியேஷன். திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் இஸ் சிக்ஸ் ஆப்பிலன்சி. And all these opulences are in full in Krishna. Not just full in Krishna, but all are there all the time. Well, in the material world, someone might be intelligent, but might be not beautiful. Someone might be beautiful, but not wealthy or not intelligent. This is the nature of this material world. We don't have, no living entity has, in the material world, has all six opulences in all, fully. And that's why Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhaga means the opulences, Van means to possess the opulence. That's why he is called Bhagavan. Not other Bhagavans who loiter in the streets of India. No. Or in America also now. You see. So this is the opulences of the Lord. So it's unlimited. And we can and Krishna says Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the Bhokta Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the all the lokas. All the planets, I am the Ishvara. We are little Ishvaras. Right? President thinks that he is the Ishvara of that country. But that's also for time being. He can be driven out. Right? But Krishna cannot. So what here Krishna is trying to say is by this, all this described, he says, then Lord Chaitanya is coming to point of the Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. But before we go to that, there is one more thing about, one more, and that is the Shaktis. Krishna is Shaktiman. And he has one Shakti. But that one Shakti is acting in the three functions. Right? One is the Chit Shakti. Second is the Maya Shakti. And third is the Jiva Shakti. The Chit Shakti is the internal potency. Maya Shakti is the external potency. And the Jiva Shakti is the marginal potency. These are the three Shaktis. One Shakti but functions in different ways. Now the internal Shakti, which is the Chit Shakti, is also has a three. Went into three categories. One is the Ladini Shakti, which is the, then another is the Sandini Shakti, Sat Chit Ananda. Right? So Ananda is the Ladini Shakti. Chit Sat Shakti is the Sandini, and Chit Shakti is Sambit. So the internal potency is in three. We say Krishna is the Sat Chit Ananda. So Ananda is the Ladini. Chit Shakti is the Samvit. And the Sat is the Samvit Shakti. Now what are these terms sometimes difficult to grasp?
but very simple. For example, the Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti is the Shakti which is, it says Ladini Karaye Krishna Ashwadana, Ladini Karaye Bhaktera Poshan. Ladini Shakti is the Shakti which gives the, which is the pleasure potency. It gives the pleasure to the Lord. Krishna is pleased. Krishna is pleasure. Krishna is happy. And this Ladini Shakti when the Ladini Shakti in the heart, it's called Bhagavat Prema. We are meant to be, the point is we are also meant to be Sachidananda, right? We are part and parcel of the Lord, we are Sachidananda. Qualitatively one, quantitatively different. But that Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency is there within our heart, but because it is covered over by the external energy, that's why we cannot experience, we cannot taste that Ladini Shakti. Pleasure potency. We meant to be pleasure. But Krishna is the form of this Ladini Shakti is the, who is the form? Radharani. Radharani is the form of Ladini. She gives the pleasure. What is her life? Radharani's life is to always to give the pleasure. That's it. Her life is just to please Krishna for everything. That's her life. Right. Now the second is the Sandini Shakti, which is the Shat. Now it is said that by this Shakti, Sandini Krishna stays young. It is said here, this Shakti is the when the person is in a, person can hold that Shakti when the person is in the Shakvaguna, Sudasattva, not Sattva, Sudasattva. We are in the material world with the mode of passion, ignorance, and might be we come up to the Sattva-guna. Right? Mode of goodness, passion, ignorance. And sometimes it is mixed. But above this, above is the Sudasattva. So the persons who are coming on the Sudasattva, they can hold, they have this Sandini potency. They can hold Krishna. The example is given is the Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. They are on the Sudasattva platform. Right? They can hold Krishna. And Balaram is also Balaram. Balaram is as a bear. Krishna sleep, Anantashesha, right? So this is the Sandini. So we have to come, but devotees come to that, and devotee can come to that platform. That's why Lord Brahma says in these prayers after the Brahma Vibhavan Leela in the chapter 14, right? He says, you are absolute truth. Athapita deva padambuja dvaya prasada esha nugrahita eva he janati tatvam. You are absolute truth. Who can understand the absolute truth without your mercy? This is Lord Brahmadev. the secondary creator is praying to the Lord. So that was the Sandini. Now Samvit. Samvit is Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti is the knowledge giving Shakti, information. It gives the knowledge. And Krishna is the Sarvajna, omnipotent, knows everything. Because of Samvit Shakti, when Krishna invests this Shakti, then devotee is able to understand, devotee is able to know Krishna's Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. By this Samvit Shakti. Chit Shakti is a knowledge acquiring Shakti. Krishna invents. So when someone is like Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada's heart, this Krishna had invested in Samvit Shakti. And that's why he was able to write all these books in the short time. So this is the Samvit Shakti. So these are the three, which is the internal potency, has the three. Now we come to the the second one is the Jiva Shakti, marginal, and then that is Viya. And then this is the external, which is the Mahamaya. No problem for that to understand, right? Yogamaya and Mahamaya, no problem. So this is the Jiva Shakti. When the Jiva Shakti, now Jiva originally we are the part and parcel, we are spiritual being. But when the spiritual being thinks that I am the doer, the minute independence when he uses to think that I am the enjoyer, then what happens? That marginal Shakti, Jiva Shakti, goes to the external energy, Mahamaya. And the Mahamaya also has a two functions. We know there is a nice sloka. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhogwan Chakare Nikatastha Maya Tare Japatiyadare. So this external energy, Mahamaya, has also two functions. There are two functions. One is the Avranatmak Maya and Avranatmak Shakti, and second energy Prakshakapnika Shakti. What are these? Avranatmak Shakti means covered over. When Jivatma wants to forget Krishna, then this Shakti covers him over. And he starts saying, he thinks, I am the enjoyer. There is no higher than me. And then Prakshakatmika Shakti, which covers him, so which he forgets the knowledge, his real knowledge. His real identity, he forgets. And he just acts in this ignorance in the material world. You see? And he gets attached, by that he gets attached in the material world. He gets attached with the I and mine. I am the body and everything around me is mine. I am the controller. This is covers over. And this is the way living entities in the material world goes on, from one life to another life. Goes on and on and on. Janma Bhutti Jaravyadi. Birth, death, old age, this birth, death, old age, this goes on. Doesn't realize that someone is high. The point is that by all these things, Lord Chaitanya is bringing us to understand that Everything is Krishna ultimately. His potencies are acting on the living entities. Now how you want to use that potency? That living entity is given the minute independence to decide what he wants to do. See? Ashraya Satya Karimani, and he thinks that he thinks this Asatya Rishatra, which is real truth. He doesn't think, but which is not real truth, he thinks that is the truth. In the material, that's what the living entity thinks. And he's not happy, but he thinks he's happy. And the example is given. Srila Prabhupada gave a few examples. One of the examples is that and the person is, you know, person is walking and the behind the one big tiger comes. And he's running. And the person is falling into a well. And while he's falling into the well, he comes to the some sticks and he hold on to it. Right? And he's hold on to it and he looks at on the top is a tiger. He looks at the bottom, he sees there is a big cobra. And he's just holding on to it, little branch. And he sees that he's holding on. And that branch is also by the mouse. The rat is, you know, chewing that branch. So ultimately he knows that the mouse is going to chew the branch and branch is going to be finished and I'm going to fall. So up he sees seeing the tiger, down he is seeing the cobra, but at the same time above there is a beehive. What do you call it? Beehive, you call it, right? And the honey is dripping. And that honey is dripping in his mouth. And he thinks, shoo, I taste so good. Right? This is a situation in material world he doesn't realize. Srila Prabhupada has to give this example. So this is the situation. So ultimately all the Shaktis, the material world is running through all the Krishna Shakti. And that's why he says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So the sages who knows this, and that's why Suridam Sarvabhutaram, and the sages knows that the Lord within my heart is the real friend. And they are the Shantim Richard, they are peaceful. So by performing devotional service, we want to come to that understanding. Come to that. So remove the ignorance. And that also happens by His mercy. Now, the last one, time is already over. I will just take a couple of minutes. Last one is the point about the Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. This is the Ashraya Tattva. Krishna is the shelter. Ashraya. Krishna is shelter because everything belongs to Krishna anyhow. All His potencies belong to Krishna. And we are in part and parcel. We also belong to Krishna. So Krishna is the shelter, original shelter. And Ashrita is we are sheltered. Krishna is the shelter. We are sheltered. And that comes to the spiritual master. We take the shelter of the lotus feet of spiritual master. And the spiritual master is going to bring it to the real ashraya, which is a Krishna. Now whether we understand or not understand, we are under the shelter of Krishna anyhow, isn't it? In the material world, people don't understand that they are under the shelter of Krishna. Of course they don't know, but they are, because ultimately what is the energy? Where is the energy is coming from? We already talked about it. All the energies, ultimately, potency is coming from the Lord. So that's why Krishna says, if you don't understand, come in a form of, what he says? Death. Mrutya sarva harascham. Yes. So ultimately shelter is Krishna. Doesn't matter whether you know or you don't. If you don't know, then you under the his external energy. But still is his energy. And this is what in the material world is going on. Material world is going on like that. Not knowing that who is real shelter. Right? So the nine cantos are the which are the Ashraya Tattva, and the tenth canto which is Ashrita, which is Krishna himself.
No, the reverse.
I'm sorry?
You just switched them off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Ashraya and Ashrita. Ashraya is the tenth canto. Ashrita is the ninth canto. And he's the self. And this Ashraya Tattva, who is the Lord, who is unlimited, his potencies are unlimited, his unlimited forms, his unlimited shaktis. We talked about it, right? Unlimited opulences. But still he wants to come under the control of his devotees. And that is the loving exchange. And that's what is 10th canto, which is the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, the parents, cowherd boys, parents, gopis, the four different rasas, right? Vatsalya, Sakya, Madhurya, Dasya, these are all in Krishna wants to reciprocate. And they reciprocate Krishna. And there is a loving exchange between them. They don't think Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They don't see Krishna is Bhagavan. No. Sometimes Krishna gives them different glance a little bit. But then again he covers over. Like in case of Mother Yashoda. If Krishna is, my time is getting, if Krishna is playing with the cowherd boys, right? And the cowherd boys, the policy is that whoever is defeated, he has to become a horse. And the Krishna, if Krishna is defeated, he better become a horse. Because the winning party is going to sit on him. Then he's back. Now Krishna can complain that I am the son of a, look, I'm a son of Nanda Maharaj. You know, my father is a king of, you know, everything, right? And you know, I'm little, you know, just leave me, just I will next time. No. Your father can be Nanda Maharaj. Your father can have 900,000 count. Doesn't matter. You are defeated. You better become a horse. And we're going to sit on you. That is the relationship. No, but I'm Bhagavan, you know. Hey, Bhagavan, you are in a Vaikuntha. Golok Vrindavan people even doesn't know. They don't want to go there in Vaikuntha. Krishna took them. Right? After the Akrura, Krishna took them. And they were, you know, these are the cowherd men from the villages. And when they go to Vaikuntha, in Vaikuntha the Lord is sitting on the top, on the way high, and all the Srutis and Smritis, they are all chanting all his glories, you know. And these cowherd boys are coming with their sticks, you know, with their dhoti and just simple dhoti and kurta, and they have the you know, turban on them, and they come and they see their little boy sitting on top of them. Who is that? What are you doing there? They think, what are you? And then everybody who goes there, they have to pay obeisances, you know, when you go in Vaikuntha, you know, as a pay obeisances, all in all reverence. And the guards are saying, where are you all coming from? Can't you see our boss is sitting on the top? Pay obeisances. What obeisances? To him? No. He is our boy. And Krishna on the top, he is watching all these things. And he is smiling. And he realized that for them, this is not the place. Let's just go back to Vrindavan. Let's just go back and let's play. So they are not interested. So this is what is Lord Chaitanya is talking to the Rupa Goswami about, this different Shaktis, and ultimately Krishna is the Ashraya and we are Ashrita. We are sheltered. Okay, yes. Any questions, any comments? Yes.
I have two questions, Prabhu. One
yes.
is, you were describing the Mahashakti, the covering potency, and then the second one, which I had always known as the throwing potency.
Well, throwing is the same as the Prakashatmak Shakti, which means the Avaranatmak Shakti, which is covered over.
Yeah.
Is covering over the living energy things that I am the, his minute independence he is using.
So that's
think.
The forgetting.
Yes, he covers
okay.
over.
Okay.
And then when it covers over, then he forgets all the knowledge. He thinks that I am the conjurer, I am the enjoyer, I am the maintainer, I am the controller, I am this body, everything is I and mine.
Which one is the throwing?
Throwing is as soon as the living energy thinks that I am the separate from Krishna, then
it's
thrown.
Yeah.
But then Avaranatma Shakti covers him over.
Okay. Yes.
And then when it covers over, then Prakashatmika Shakti is he forgets.
Okay.
He forgets the real knowledge.
Okay.
And his ignorance think that this is all scientists and all this. That's everything for them. That is great.
Okay. Good. And then time.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently seems that there is time in the pastimes of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
But that is governed by, obviously...
Yogamaya.
Yogamaya.
Yes.
But what is the distinguishing... Is the distinguishing factor, like here, time deteriorates everything.
Right.
Everything breaks down.
No,
everything.
That is eternally going on.
So
past times are going on there, in the spiritual world.
And time. Time is conspicuous by its absence. But also time there facilitates rasa.
Well, it is in present tense, that in the present tense, it's in present time, there is no past, there is no future. It's eternally time, everything is present, the things, the past times are going on there eternally.
Uh-huh.
And the demons are also, it's like a, now this is the question always one asks, are there demons in the spiritual world? There are no demons in the spiritual world. It is, they give the little bit, they think.
Rumor.
Yeah, rumor. They think, oh, the Putna is coming, Agasura is coming.
Well, then they're thinking of the future, the demons might be coming.
Sorry?
Well, then they're thinking of the future, the demons might be coming.
Well, it is the glance which is given, just like in Mother Yashoda, she is in the parental love, right? You call it, right? Now, Sometimes Krishna gives him the glance when she sees the universal form of the Lord in her mouth, and the Krishna's mouth, not her mouth, Krishna's mouth, and she was bewildered, seeing the whole universe in the mouth. And it's not just seeing whole universe, but seeing herself in his mouth, with Krishna in his mouth. And she was bewildered. And then she started to think, he's Bhagavan probably. But then right away Krishna covers over. Because Krishna wants to maintain her, that rasa of the parental love. Yes, right. Prabhuji.
A couple things about time, if we have time.
Well, you go ahead. You only have a scientific,
within,
so you will go ahead.
That's a history perspective. Yeah. In science, so much is depending on measuring time, you know, but they don't have any definition of what time is. They really don't. And time's not absolute, even with conditional experience. The famous thing, you travel speed of light and you come back, blah, blah, blah. The experience of time, the experience of time appears to be, even in conditional life, a fluidity to it. But it sounds like, one approach could be is here things seem to be controlled by time, you know, but within the yoga maya, time is like a servant to the pastimes to facilitate the exchanges.
Thank you. That makes it clear.
So the time is conspicuous. So our, it's our experience of time is conspicuous by its absence. It is one sense of it.
Thank you.
I'll get corrected in a minute, but I ain't done yet, so I'm holding on to this thing. Then I also heard Prabhupada. I'll give it to you right afterwards. I'm done. Give me a chance. But I remember hearing a class Prabhupada was in Tokyo, 73, and he was just, I can't recall, it was stark. I mentioned this before, I'm listening in the car, and he was just making some points, and all of a sudden he started talking about time, and it just seemed like it just grabbed me. He was saying something about, in the spiritual world, it's new, fresh.
Right? Newer and newer. All the time, new.
And you can get an idea from scripture, but you know, so it sounded like, from that description, it's like the hippies say, just like lost in the moment, or, you know, be here now. They're so absorbed in the moment, there's no time to think about the future or the past, in one sense. So I'm not saying this is a definitive analysis, but, you know, Prabhupada point blank said, you know, you can get some idea from, you know, it's not like you're necessarily going to capture it, but, you know, we have some sense, perhaps.
And the point is that this... I'm just coming to other point. This ashra and ashrita. Now, when Srila Prabhupada came here before, right? He came in 1965, right? And all the people, they were looking for someone, something. Isn't it? Yeah, something in their life, they are looking for it, right? And here this personality comes. And the persons who saw him, person who came in touch with him, they saw that he is the ashraya. He is our shelter. Right? They saw that. They saw him, this personality. Of course he had come to give the real ashraya, which is Krishna, and he did that. And that's why we can see that all the Prabhupada disciples, they have, even though sometimes, I'm not going to be criticized, I hope I'm not going to criticize here, they probably leave ISKCON or whatever, but when it comes to Prabhupada, they are there with him. Am I right? Prabhupada is there all the time with them, even though they might be, you know, here and there, wayward from ISKCON or whatever, for a time being, whatever. But for them, Prabhupada is there, and they think that. Because they saw that this is the personality who is real, he is our shelter. Because he came to give real shelter, which is Krishna. And he gave that. Okay, I'm sorry. Madhurmati, do you have something?
Well, my question wasn't kind of stupidly answered. It. What does it mean? You were mentioning about time. Mm-hmm. It's always present. There's no past or future in the spiritual world. So in one sense, Sri Prabhu, I think, helped me to understand somewhat that it is, they're so absorbed in the present, there is no, because usually past and future is hankering or lamenting, yeah? So they are, but they're always in the present, because there's, so I guess that does kind of respond.
Let me make it clear, Madhumati. Let's say I'm doing some service here in this material world. I'm doing some service, right, to serve Krishna. Now, because of this, my limited time, limited body, energy, limited whatever, right? I think of, okay, my service is over. I have to do something else. I have to go home and I have to take care of the kids or whatever, right? But in the spiritual world, they are so absorbed in the service, that one service after another service, ultimately to please Krishna. So for them, there is no time limit. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did, right? For him, was there a time limit to him? Was it? No. He was going from India to fly from London, from Delhi to Los Angeles, and he goes there after, you know, it's like about 20-hour flight, whatever it is. And when he comes there, there's a 12-hour time difference. But still, he's thinking that he's there, and he's, hey, I have to write Srimad Bhagavatam. And his secretary, his servant goes to sleep. Get up! What are you sleeping for? Don't you know I'm serving? He chastises him. Prabhupada, but you know, I'm limited.
Actually, it's funny, it reminds me of, somebody was sharing about when Prabhupada was leaving for Mayapur, and so much activities were going on and everything, and then he was going from Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So right away, like within a second, his mind was just absorbed in what's happening there and then. Mm. Like all the activities were in Mayapur, that was not there, because his absorption was, okay, going to Vrindavan and being absorbed in whatever services.
So that is the unlimited potency. Yeah. That's unlimited potency invested by Krishna. And that's what we see in the six Goswamis, right? Okay, is it time over?
Hare Krishna. So, I think as far as the time discussion, what everyone is getting at is that materially speaking, time is relative. And my present moment right now is relative to all of the reactions karmically that I created in the past. My future will be relative to the misdeeds that I'm creating in the present. But spiritually, every moment is only subject to Krishna's will in the spiritual world. Each pastime is subject only to the pleasure of Krishna. At that moment, not subject to any karmic reactions of the past, and the future will also only be subject to Krishna and his will at that moment.
Anything else? Yes, Sridhar Muni Prabhu.
I'm sure there's unlimited time you could devote to the topic of time.
Today's Saturday.
Yeah, and there's also the famous, unlimited, right? But and then there's the famous example of the gopis, you know, the night of Lord Brahma and the Rasa dance, and yet for the other residents, it's just, you know, one cycle of a day. So the time just is so fluid and individual, and it's all just to, just to facilitate that relationship. It's interesting, anyway, to think about.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, everybody.
one moment seems like a thousand years.
Yeah.